what happened 2 days ago, yesterday also, for the general meeting? What was discussed?
Yesterday we had the entry service and the resident service and council have called a meeting to help find a solution for the entry service regarding the housing crisis. There are so many so many newcomers who don't have appropriate accommodation in Auroville. So the entry group was, now they have some 180 people or so on their list of people without houses. And one of the policy rules of the entry service is to accept applicants only if they can show that they live and work in Auroville. So in this case, it was not possible for people because simply there is not enough facilities. So they asked the community to help to find a solution to it, because the most radical solution would have been to not accept any more applications for to become newcomer, with this in mind that there will be no housing possible for the next year or so. Then they also offered different solutions or alternatives which could be applied in this case. To at least go on with it, you know, because, and then the meeting itself and the feeling of the house was that there was no way that we would close our doors totally. Neither did people feel easy about something like a restricted acceptance of applications. But the focus was more on trying to find solutions for the problem. So many different aspects have been highlighted, which could help us in this situation. So here we have an emergency which can be addressed in different ways. Some of them would be for existing houses, for example, that sometimes houses are standing empty, the owner is not even there, they are rented out to guests and stuff like that. So that will be looked into. Another thing will be looked into now I'm talking only of the of already existing houses that are not properly used, or people which have big mansions and they don't want to accept anybody else to share the house or their facilities with anybody else. Others also with big gardens around the house. Auroville belongs to nobody in particular. So here sometimes we are facing situations where people feel it is their own thing, no? So that is another thing. Then guest houses, for example. Now I propose, for example, that when the season is over, when the guest houses start to get empty, for the emergency to house several newcomers. Then there is a possibility of temporary structures. One of them would be a rhomboid module in polyester, which Bhagavan Das developed already 30 years ago for very first newcomers and arrivals from the West to have some house. So even that might be revived to produce a few of these, which could then be placed, and the local infrastructure can be used in this case, like toilets and so on, not for these people. This is all now emergency measures. No? Already, of course, since some time, some effort is being made with the housing task force, which is a part of L'Avenir d'Auroville, and of which I'm also part. And there we are exploring more permanent infrastructure, permanent accommodation in the residential zone, in sector 2 of the residential zone. So that is now also coming. Yesterday in the meeting, it was announced that building permit has been granted for the first storeroom and caretaker house, of which the housing service has funded this. No? Then we facing also in general overview one of the things is, since we are at the very beginning of building a city and we have very hardly existing infrastructure or only provisory infrastructure, there will be a lot of money needed for a decent, and PACA means permanent infrastructure. So, and these amounts required for that are very high, you know. So then we discussed how that can be, which measures can be taken in that regard. No, so like an accelerated fundraising effort for this priority, which has been clearly identified as a priority. So So the meeting yesterday was about these discussions, about brainstorming of ideas, of possibilities, and so on. And entry group, entry service, as far as I understood, has been given the clear message: no closing of doors. You will still have to receive applicants and start the process for these people. We will look after it. Some task force team will look after addressing the need and the emergency situation, and will also try to solve it in the very near future. So that message was very clear. Even the restriction, it's not really an issue. So we are looking more at finding solutions for the problem, short-term and long-term as well. One of the aims of the meeting was to have immediate follow-up, and people which are actually ready to take over one or the other of the tasks that are now that we are now facing. The first one of them, which is important also, is to collect data from all those in need of house. And it's not only newcomers, it's also some new Aurovillians now who have just become Aurovillian. So all these data will have to be assessed. How many people? Is it a family? Is it single people? What is their contribution to housing possibilities? What are their expectations? Also, what are their professions? And what is their work involvement in Auroville? Is there eventually people which have construction experience or which can help in the building of their own house? Because it's also, as Satprem mentioned, Auro Satprem, that in Auroville it's very difficult in this area to find enough labor, like masons, carpenters, and so on, for such big projects. Because now we are talking building houses for 100 to 200 houses in the next within the next year to start them at least, so that in 1.5 or 2 years all these permanent structures are finished. Of course, in the meantime, temporary solutions will also be found and at the same time. So there will be one team to collect these data and make a survey with all the people in need of houses. Another survey that will be done will be on the availability of existing houses, existing infrastructure, and so on. Like also the guest houses would be part of that. Then the fundraising, there will be one team which looks into the fundraising aspect. There will be a team which goes into technical aspects of temporary structures, what all is possible, what can be done. Another team is going to look on which lands can that happen, or in which communities can one or two of these temporary structures can be accommodated, can they connect to any social infrastructure, and so on. Then we identified all the teams. There will be one or two persons in charge of coordinating these teams. So we have decided to go very quick about it, to immediately start our homework. Everyone went back after the meeting with a clear idea, with a clear task at hand, to assess the situation and come back to the meeting, or come back in 1 week. We will meet again, all the teams together, while the teams meet in the meantime every 2 days or so, no? To exchange information or to see where to go and how to do it. So that's more or less, a maximum effort is being done to now finally at last address this emergency situation. People will be informed, there will be that there is this crisis of the housing and that they should like help to solve that problem. But it is, since it's being addressed now, really on a fast track move, it will be a possibility. So within the next half a year, this will have stabilized the whole thing. No? So, and also another option I forgot to mention before was the possibility for newcomers to rent a place outside of Auroville, for example. No, that was also accepted by the community as one of the possible solutions. You know, so even though it is not in the policy of the entry service, normally it would entail put the newcomer period on hold until the proper housing is found, when it will be continued again.